It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you, and good evening. Once again at Bainbridge Guilford High School, we're back for another girls' game with the BG Lady Bobcats climbing up the standings in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, winners of five of their last six league games. They are still trying to get into that top four, and they can go a long way with a win tonight over the visitors from Unadilla Valley, who come in with a record of 6-2. Bainbridge Guilford now 5-3, but as we said, they went from 1-2 to 5-3. Winners of five of their last six to make it 5-3. So we expect a good ball game tonight, and the extra incentive for Bainbridge Guilford, it is senior night. You know you're getting toward the end of the regular season when the balloons come out. Tonight, the balloons came out for four BG seniors, Shania Vandermark, Randy Conway, Amber DeGroat, and Micah Hopkins. I like their ceremony. It's short, sweet, and very memorable and heartfelt. So those four were honored earlier tonight with their parents all in attendance with balloons and celebration. So the deal here is that Unadilla Valley is 6-2. They are currently in third place behind undefeated Harpersville at 8-0 and once beaten Unitigo 7-1. Unadilla Valley 6-2. And then it's a struggle for fourth. Actually, BG and Oxford are tied. And remember, we were thinking about doing that Oxford-Sydney game tonight rather than this game. So we couldn't go wrong either way. It was going to be a battle for the fourth, third, and possibly fourth place spots in the Mid-State Athletic Conference schedule or in standings. And after this, there's only two league games left for everybody. We'll talk more about all that later and maybe hint a little bit on what the boys are going through as well. But we start our ball game tonight with Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, providing all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams in all the best in tonight's ball game. Coach Brandy Backus and the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm, Coach Bob Conway, and the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We are not prohibited from having what looks like is going to be a very, very intense ball game tonight. The JVs for BG not setting the tone. Unadilla Valley with a win tonight by the score of 26-18. Yet another very low-scoring JV contest before the varsity takes place. So we'll talk about both teams a little bit more in depth. I've got stats for BG, which is also a plus. It's all ahead in the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. BG hosting Unadilla Valley in a MAC girls contest tonight from Bainbridge Guilford, live on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me, one for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me, one for them, a few more.
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at Bainbridge Guilford. Again, the JVs of Unadilla Valley winning tonight by the score of 26-18. Not much to go on for Unadilla Valley. The only thing I can really research is the games that they played against the local girls. So that might be one way to kind of uncover what they've been able to do. And for some reason, I've lost the Sydney girls sheet, which I'm sure is easily findable after the broadcast is over. Three games that they played against local teams that I can document. At 6-2, their two losses are to local teams. They lost to Unitigo 55-35. They defeated Afton 66-32. But perhaps the most telling is that they played head-to-head with Harpersville and lost only 75-64. First of all, that's a lot of points to score against Harpersville, who has a very good defense. And that game was on, it was on Friday the 13th of January. Harpersville went 22-38 in that game from the free throw line. So they were obviously very physical. And Harpersville put up 7 3-pointers. It was Harpersville's telltale sign this year that things are going well. They blow teams away in the first quarter, 21-8, 22-4, 25-3, 21-1. I can keep 29-8. I can keep going. Against Unadilla Valley, it was just 24-17. And after three quarters, it was the difference did not change. It was 60-53. So they hung tough with the number one team, not only in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, but the number one team in Class C in New York State. And they held Miranda Drummond, who is, I'm not sure if she's the league's high scorer, but if not, she's very close. One of two games that she has scored less than 10 points on, and the other one is Unitigo, a game that Harry Graves did on WCDO. Again, she only had the 9 points. So that might be something to look at. Bainbridge Guilford, coming off that Sydney win that started off like it was totally in doubt, and they recovered well enough to win that game, and it sounds like it was a crushing defeat, 49-30. And in some elements it was, Sydney playing without their leader, Meredith DeLello. But it was early on, there were four ties and four lead changes, and Sydney seemed like they were keeping the tempo right about where they wanted to, and then BG outscored Sydney 30-11 over the middle two quarters. So, and they had nice balance. Randy Conway with 11 points, Sam Vandermark and Abby Smith both with 9, and Morgan Bullis with 8. So the 49 points was well balanced in that game. Before that, they beat Green 50-35. Before that, they lost to Oxford 42-39. So once again, the standings. Harpersville 8-0, Unitigo 7-1, Unadilla Valley 6-2 coming into this game, BG 5-3. Over in Sydney, it's Oxford 5-3 against Sydney 4-4. After that, it's Walton 4-4, Green 4-4, Hancock 3-5, and then Afton, Delhi, and Deposit. So that's where we're at, and I think there's a lot to be looking forward to this ball game. We'll be in Sydney tomorrow night for the boys' matchup with Oxford. That's a game for second place. This game pretty much for third and or fourth place, depending on who wins. So we'll take another break in the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, come back and give you the Bainbridge-Guilford statistics for their individual performances this year. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball and the Chambers and O'Hara Tip-Off Show continues on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lima, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I thought I had lost the Sydney season statistics or recap. I should have known better. I got fooled by the numbers. Unitigo and Sydney both played Unadilla Valley, and the final score of both games was 55-35, hence the confusion. UV lost to Unitigo 55-35. They beat Sydney 55-35, so they are 2-2 against our Tri-Town opponents, and I believe they still have this game to make it 5. That's our 5 local schools. Bainbridge Guilford got some statistics that I did not have in the Saturday afternoon game, and these are all up to date through 13 games of the season. The leader in points is Shania Vanderbark at 14.4, with Randy Conway scoring 11.3. And with her fourth year on the varsity, I don't know if she's close to 1,000 points or not. I have not asked Coach and her uncle Bob Conway. They'll probably let that play out as quietly as they can anyway. Then it's Abby Smith at 5.8 and Alyssa Rivera at 4.5. They average 40.6 points a game, not the usual BG offensive juggernaut. For two-pointers, well, Shania Vandenberg's made all of her field goals from two-point range, has not even tried a three-pointer. Randy Conway is 15 for 60 in the three-point range. Free throws, they're not a good free throw shooting team, just 47%. And Alyssa Rivera, 9 for 13, is the leading person with over 10 shots at 69%. Conway is just 22 of 44 for 50%. Vandermark, 15 of 34, 44%. And on it goes. Rebounding-wise, though, Vandermark at 10.8, so she's averaging a double-double. Morgan Bullis averaging 6.6 rebounds. There are three players with over two steals a game. That's Vandermark, Conway, and Abby Smith. And assists are led by Randy Conway, 4.5 points a game, and Abby Smith, a very impressive young lady, and she has 2.9 assists per game. We're going to step away for now because they're about to do the national anthem. We really can't pick that up audibly as well as we would like being way up here. So we're going to take a break, come back, and have the announcement of the starting lineups tonight. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Here we go. We got the starting lineups for both teams being announced. Korean Izzard, number 5, is a sophomore. Taylor Davis, number 10, also a sophomore. Amanda Off, a junior. I know she played well last year as a sophomore starter. Morgan Weidman, a junior starter. She wears number 20. And junior Jordan Anderson. So it's all underclassmen starting lineup under Brandy Backus' leadership. Brandy, a standout player for Gilbertsville Mount Upton way back in the, I think, late 90s. Oh, my goodness. She went on to a good college career, too, and is back giving some enthusiasm to this UV program. Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats, we'll see if they we will see if they honor the seniors today with a starting lineup of all seniors. Well, it's Shania Vandermark, that's no surprise. Yeah, Randy Conway, again, no surprise. Her final home game of the regular season. Well, looks like they're going to go with their tried-and-true starting lineup. Abby Smith, the 5'5 sophomore. Morgan Bullis, 5'8 freshman. And Alyssa Rivera, the 5'8 freshman. So, obviously, Coach Bob Conway is putting the priority of getting into that top four above the senior leadership, and that is sometimes a very slippery slope. Do you start the seniors as a tribute to what they've put in for 1, 2, 3, or in Randy's case, 4 years of varsity action, or do you go and keep it as normal and as regular as you can? Well, they've won 5 out of 6 with this starting lineup, so I think that might be where you're, or where the mindset is for Coach Bob Conway. Glad to have you with us. Unadilla Valley, our first look at them this year. Remember them against Harpersville. They really gave the Lady Hornets last year all they could handle. It was not a given for the Hornets until toward the end of the game. I can't remember the score to save my life, but they showed a lot of spunk, and for the underclassmen, you could just see there's potential all over. They have got a rather bizarre-looking uniform, but suffice it to say, their numbers are in purple, and the rest of it is mostly black with white stripes in very random pattern. So you can't hide as a Unadilla Valley player, that's for sure. Vandermark wins the tap, but losing control of the ball is Abby Smith right to the hoop. And missing the shot was number, and these are going to be hard numbers to read, too, is Taylor Davis. So she missed the shot up close and almost another steal for Unadilla Valley. Well, actually, it was. Number 22 is the shooter, and that's Jordan Anderson. She missed. It was Morgan Weidman with a steal. Good quick hands for UV, and it's going to take a while to get used to these numbers because they're just so hard to see. No problem seeing the BG shooters, and that's Alyssa Rivera cranking it out for three. Top of the key, missed it. The rebound comes down to the tallest player, and I would say she is the tallest player for at least on the court and definitely for Unadilla Valley, and that is 13 Amanda Off. Inside, nice pass, and the recipient of that pass is Morgan Weidman. I'm sorry I did not see who laid the pass in there for her, but it was a beautiful basketball play, and BG trailing 2-0 right from the start. Alyssa Rivera to Shania Vandermark, back to Rivera. She's open, takes it from 15 out, misses it. Good rebound by Alyssa Rivera, hustling to get to the loose ball. Nobody wanted it. It bounced once in the middle of the paint. Abby Smith to the left side for Rivera. She's 0 for 2 so far shooting. She might be a little hesitant at this point. Nice move in by the lefty. Smith misses it. And a possession arrow right from the a quick whistle. It'll be Unadilla Valley's ball. It was Izzard and I think Bullis tied up. So UV, by virtue of Vandermark winning the tap, gets this one off. Over to Izzard. Her shot from 12 misses short. Rebounded by Abby Smith. 2-0. Already 2 minutes into the ballgame. Smith stops but does not pop. Goes back to Rivera. Now she hits it. So Alyssa Rivera gives us our first tie of the ballgame. Remembering against Sydney on Saturday, there were four ties and four lead changes in the first 10 minutes of the ballgame. Off. Muscles inside for the basket. She not only has the basket, but I think she's drawn the foul. And that foul will go on Randy Conway. So Amanda Off with her first basket of the night. Going for the old-fashioned three-point play, number 13. Shoots with the right hand. It's up, and it's off the back of the rim. Missed it. Rebound with control by Shania Vandermark. A rather lazy pass off to Abby Smith because it looks like Taylor Davis is assigned to shadow Randy Conway wherever she goes. So it's going to be up to girls like Rivera to come through, and she misses the shot from the same place she just made one. 4-2, just underway, 5:24 to go, first quarter. They'll do, the senior class will do another shootout at halftime. From long distance, missing is Davis. Ball trickles out of bounds. It will be BG's ball. They left it alone. Bobcats will control. And again, wherever Randy Conway goes, Taylor Davis is going, and that includes just simply running up the side of the court. This could be interesting. Lefty Smith shooting from just beyond the free throw line. Missed, and she went for the rebound. As did Jordan Anderson, and foul called on Smith. They got there virtually the same time, so the referees had to make a decision one way or the other, and they decided it was Smith with the foul. So UV in control by two, under 5 minutes already to go. Rapid moving first quarter. Only two fouls called. Davis to Izzard over in the corner, or rather three-point area. Missed is Weidman, or Anderson rather. Scramble on the ground. Rolls the ball, rolling the ball up to Taylor Davis was Corinne Izzard. I guess that's one way to get it to where you need to get it. Off the hands of Amanda Off. Collected by Conway. She's going to go. Well, tries the left side. Davis seals her off. Now she cuts back with a nice crossover dribble. And Randy Conway will go to the free throw line. She comes in 50% for the year, 22 for 44. Would love to improve on that because, hey, it's getting close to playoff time. So the foul's on Izzard. First UV foul of the night. Conway makes the first one. First time at the line for Bainbridge Guilford, who did not shoot well in the Sydney game. I believe they were 9. I got it for 9 for 18. Second shot is short. Rebound with authority by Taylor Davis. So it's Jordan Anderson, the point guard in this possession anyway. Izzard. Davis down in the corner. It's Anderson. Nice backup, but into a double team. So she passes back out to the perimeter. Shot by Davis. Nice. Spot up shot for Taylor Davis, who becomes the third player to score. And another turnover. This time Randy Conway commits the violation. 6-3. Still nobody controlling offensively. It's three field goals for Unadilla Valley. And in a little lapse of defense, it was a take to the hoop by Weidman, but she came up empty on that one. 6-3. BG with the ball. Cross court, way overthrown. And it looks like our first substitution of the ball game. This will be one of the other seniors, Amber DeGroat, coming into the ball game, replacing Alyssa Rivera, who just did not get off to a good start. She did make one field goal. And on that last offensive possession for BG, threw the ball away on a cross-court pass. So UV in control by three. The turnaround missed by Weidman and rebounded by Bainbridge Guilford, who is looking to get the biscuit in the basket. 3:08 to play first quarter. Conway drives to the left, stops at the elbow. Back over to Smith. Smith, cross court to DeGroat. She's wide open, takes it, and banks it in for a two. Banks it in for the two. So Amber DeGroat makes her senior night first shot a good. Not conventional, but a good one. 6-5, traveling on a take to the hoop by Amanda Off, so they'll bring it back for Bainbridge Guilford. Nice pass and catch there for BG. Abby Smith to the right side for DeGroat, guarded by Off. Mostly man-to-man for the Storm, and especially against Randy Conway, who forces up a shot, missed it. Kept alive, though, by Bullis. Nice work, nice hustle for her. And then a little short J by number 12, Abby Smith. And she scores the basket, and BG takes their first lead of the ball game. We have our first lead change. 7-6. Anderson. Amanda Off from the right elbow. Missed it long. Rebounded by DeGroat. Conway walks it up the floor, right up the middle. To the left side for Abby Smith. They leave her alone for a bit. Now they pick up the defense. Conway to Vandermark, who has been held without a shot so far. DeGroat coming around the screen is Conway. Back out to DeGroat. Left side for Smith. They let her back up. 7 on the shot clock. A long one launched up there by DeGroat. Not this time. And a possession arrow should be Bainbridge Guilford's ball. Lady Bobcats. As we see our Rizzy McFizzy watch taking hold with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. He is down there taking photos. Nice entry pass to Vandermark. And Shania Vandermark gets on the scoreboard for her senior year final home game of the regular season. Three of the seniors have scored. Nice bounce pass. Nice give and go. Very well run by Jordan Anderson and Amanda Off. Love it when, it doesn't matter, boys or girls, when they get to the fundamentals and make it work like that. Foul will be called on to grow. BG, that's her first, team's third, off at the line, swish. She missed her first opportunity on a back end of the basket. And foul, second shot, very high arcing, good result. She's got 4 points, we had a tie. And a lead change in that sequence. So two ties, two lead changes in the early going. A minute 10 to play, first quarter, 9-8. I take that back. That was not a tie and a lead change. It's still down by one. Turn around by Bullis. No good. She got her own rebound and draws a foul. Well, good hustle again by Morgan Bullis. She got our Dynamic Defense Award on Saturday. First shot, not much arc, one-handed, and it spins out. The foul, by the way, called on Corinne Izzard, so looks like we've got a substitution in there. Second shot is same as the first. It spun out. So Bullis 0 for 2. BG 1 for 4 from the line, but they maintain a 9-8 lead. And the sub is number 14, Jen Elliott. And a ball rolling free. Abby Smith runs to pick it up well ahead of everybody else, but the energy to pick it up, everybody else caught up. Vandermark, 10-footer, missed it. Rebound by Jen Elliott. Right away, getting involved. Down to the 28-second mark. And just a little bit less time on the shot clock. And it won't matter as UV throws the ball away off the hands of Amanda Off. How many times are we going to say that tonight? Off the hands of Off. 18.9 seconds to go. BG up by one. UV's led most of the way. Abby Smith across half court. Is she looking for Conway or is she going to take control? She'll take control at the top of the way out beyond the three-point arc. 6 seconds to go. Over to Conway. She's going to drive hard and goes up and draws the foul. Randy Conway anticipating that there was going to be contact. And with 2 seconds left, chance to stretch the lead just a bit. Foul called on Morgan Weidman. Each team with 3 on the scoreboard for fouls. Conway, this one wiggles out. It was in. It was starting to go down and came back out. So BG playing pre-vet defense. Somebody's going to have to crank it long. Second shot is good. And they go three-quarter court. Respectable toss there by Taylor Davis. But still a close game. And this one for third place in the MAC. 10-8 is the score. BG leads by 2. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back in Bainbridge, Guilford, where there's a modest crowd tonight. Nothing like Friday night's barn burner against the boys against Sydney, where there weren't many empty seats. A lot of seats tonight, but good enthusiasm for those that are here. Just underway for second quarter action with Unadilla Valley taking possession. And Jordan Anderson backing in. Somehow finds her teammate. And again, those numbers are so hard to see, but that was Morgan Weidman with the basket. And now we are officially tied for the second time at 10 apiece. Nice basketball play again by the Lady Storm. Brandy Backus has these girls doing well on fundamentals. Speaking of that, backdoor cut and feed to Randy Conway, but she misses on the lay-in. Jen Elliott has the ball now over to Anderson. They swing it around all the way to the corner. It's Amanda Off from the outside, two-pointer. She's got 6 points, leads everybody, and we do have our second lead change. So everything's falling into place there. 12-10. better than me crossing this stuff off. Nice right, nice left hand for Abby Smith. She is left-handed, but she crossed the ball over to the left in order to get inside the defense, and she drew the foul, which I believe, yep, it's been confirmed. It's on Amanda Off, the junior. Picks up her first, so the lefty at the line. First shot is good, and boy, does BG need that, because they were 2-for-6 in the first quarter. Another substitution, number 21, is in the ball game. That's Caitlin Vandermark, 5'7 junior. And number 44, Michaela Fowler, a senior, has checked in for Unadilla Valley. So both teams starting to go to the bench a little bit more. Smith lines up the second shot and hits nothing but net. Back to tied at 12. So BG keeping in the zone for the most part. Look at 2-1-2. Open on the left side. Up and good. And that's Jordan Anderson. Apologize the hesitation. 22 and 20 look the same from that, the way they make those uniforms. So 14 to 12, and a runner by Conway. This one just rolls off the front of the rim, and the official hesitates a bit before making the call. Says BG ball, 14-12. The Storm by two. 6:21 to go, first half. At halftime, we'll have Morabito Energy Products halftime report and pay tribute to this year's MAC wrestling champions. And it's a shot by Alyssa Rivero, came in the game. It's short. She tried to follow the shot and basically knocked down Jordan Anderson. Not on purpose, but they are, referees conferring, not a foul, just an out of bounds. Conway, long pass to inbound it to Alyssa Rivera, who's with Conway, Smith, Bullis, and Rivera. Oh, and Vandermark, sorry. Those are the five on the floor for BJ. Conway goes left, tries to put it up, did not leave her feet, although some people think she did. Now she shoots from the outside, misses. Elliott with a rebound, quick outlet to Davis, and now back to Anderson. UV by two, Davis. Anderson, 2-3 zone. Crank for Elliott off the back of the rim. It's up for grabs. Off has the ball. Now Abby Smith reaches in and holds the ball just like Amanda Off does. And that's a possession arrow for the BG Bobcats. They flip a coin, literally, and it's a 50-50 ball. 14-12, Lady Storm trying to hold on to third place in the league behind Unitigo and Harpersville. Abby Smith, right side. Nice pass underneath the Bullis. Nice, easy play. Up and over the D. Nice seal off by Bullis, and a foul to boot. And a 4-4 symbolizes Michaela Fowler, who wears that jersey number. That's her first foul. And the no arc foul shot misses again by Bullis. So she's 0-for-3. Quick layup on the other side by number 22, Jordan Anderson. She is getting down that floor. Lickety split, 16-14. Shot from the outside. Rivera missed it in the corner. Smith and Bullis fighting Amanda Off for the ball. It's off of, not off this time. It's off Rivera. 16-14, just under 5 minutes to go. So four ties and two lead changes to this point. Remember, the last two games I've done at BG, this is about the time when one team just takes off. And it's been BG the last two times. Traveling is the violation whistled on against Jen Elliott. Lady Bobcats, up the floor they come. Taylor Davis still assigned to Randy Conway and doing a nice job holding her to just 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Rivera to a wide-open Smith. She chooses not to take it. Rivera, low post is Vandermark. Good for the play on the left side. Back to basics for Bainbridge-Guilford, who tie it up again at 16. Davis Going to take a three. No, air balls to the weak side. She hesitated, but nobody came out on her in defense. It's worth a shot anyway. And Bullis gets the long pass from Conway, goes up, and Amanda Off might have been the guilty party on the push. Yep, it is. That's her second. So Corinne Izzard and Amanda Off both with two fouls. And at the line will be Morgan Bullis. This time it goes in. Well, Morgan is consistent with her angle or lack thereof. Don't see many 5'8" kids shooting without a little loft to the ball. Well, there was a little loft to that one, but it went off the back of the rim. 17-16. We got our third lead change of the ball game. Jen Elliott back to Anderson. She's a good shot from out there. Yes, she makes it. Anderson has proven she can shoot from the outside. Made me sound pretty authoritative there. Our first three-pointer of the ball game, and another lead change. 19-17. Open is Rivera. She will miss short from the left elbow. Had a wide open shot. Anderson up the right side. Picked up by Bullis. BG try to set up their defense, and they have time to do it. Pass to an open Anderson on the baseline. Whoa, almost made an awesome shot from an almost impossible angle. That'll be a Bobcat foul on Morgan Bullis. That is her first, the team's fourth. Anderson at the line. The junior has 7 points. Make it eight. Storm, a three for four showing so far from the line. Alyssa Rivera sits down. Replaced by, I believe, Caitlin Vandermark's come back in. Second shot around the rim, no. Vandermark with a rebound. Shania Vandermark, that is, with a rebound off to Randy Conway. To the right side, Smith. Down underneath for Bullis. She's in a crowd. Tries to go to Amber DeGroat, and DeGroat, the unwilling victim of a hit. And they call it... Oh, wait a minute, really? There were two number 20s that collided, and the referee said it was Amber DeGroat who was knocked to the ground accidentally. Well, that was a little hard to take if you're a BG fan especially. But the way I saw it, it was just the opposite of what was called. But we play on the three-pointer. Jen Elliott's going to take advantage of the possession for UV with their second three-pointer and quickly open up a six-point lead. Underneath, a pass from DeGroat to Bullis, and possibly Bob Conway will want to talk it over. But no, he's going to send Caitlin Vandermark back into the ballgame. 23-17. Elliott and Anderson have made three-pointers in the matter of about a minute and a half. Putting it at 23-17, Lady Storm. Taylor Davis over to Anderson. 10 on the shot clock. She'll pop it from 16 feet. Good! She's got that outside touch. And now Bob Conway does want a timeout. A 9-1 run for the Lady Storm. And Coach Backus is quite happy about that. Bob Conway wants a long timeout. 25-17, 2:17 to go till halftime. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessup Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey, high atop Bainbridge Guilford Central Schools Gymnasium, where the Bobcats have been stunned by the Lady Storm for the last couple of minutes. 25-17 is the score. BG taking the first time out of the ball game, and now they will have the ball, trying to stem the tide, and that came after a 16-16 tie. Conway, or rather Abby Smith, up the floor to the right side for Caitlin Vandermark in the corner for Bullis. Morgan Bullis, guarded by Jen Elliott. Good hardcore man-to-man, mostly man-to-man for Unadilla Valley. They're playing a zone underneath, it looks like. Conway, driving up the left side, will draw a foul. And that might just be the way that BG's going to get back in this game. Attack the basket a little bit more and get girls in foul trouble. That is the second on Morgan Weidman, and what makes that important? There are three starters for Unadilla Valley with two fouls at the 1:58 mark. Now the next part of the equation is making the free throws, and Randy Conway has not done a good job of that so far. She's 2 for 5. So Weidman comes out, replaced by Brittany Fairchild, first time for this senior. Conway with a second shot. Sets, fires, misses. So the Bobcats missed another chance to get a couple of free points. 25-17, UV with a 6-2 record coming into this ball game. Jen Elliott, almost a steal by Smith. Nice job by Anderson to get away from Smith. Now it's Davis, crossover dribble, lost control. Back to Fowler. Now the cross court to Anderson. She'll stop and pop. Not this time. Shot clock. Whoa, the buzzer rang, and another break for Unadilla Valley as the shot clock rang, although the shot did not constitute, it should have been a 30-second reset. So Anderson benefits again from that kind of weird happenstance. 27-17. Caitlin Vandermark to Randy Conway. Back out. And now it's Caitlin Vandermark for 16, and she hits it. Boy, did they need that. 27-19, 50 seconds to go. 12 points for Jordan Anderson, leading all scorers. And we'll call her the capitalistic player of the game so far. Fowler to Fairchild. Back out Elliott for three again. Short, and she's going to chase her own rebound. Nice hustle. Ball flies back near midcourt. Anderson in control again. Crossover behind the screen. The nice give and go. Fowler resets and scores. Not the smoothest play in the book, but it worked. 29-19, 14 seconds to go. Conway, long pass up to Smith. Cross court over to Vandermark. Inside the three-point stripe. Missed it. Rebound Anderson. And there's a traveling violation called as Anderson stumbled over her teammate. So BG catches a little break. We'll see if they can turn it into some points. 29-19. 3.9 seconds to go. Quickly, Bullis shoots and scores. Big basket by the freshman. So a big run for the UV Storm. They lead by 8 at halftime, 29-21, a very quickly moving game. And we will be back with more with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We will salute this year's Mid-State Athletic Conference Wrestling Individual Champions on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at halftime of the BG Unadilla Valley ball game. And nobody's coming close to the half-court shot tonight, although I guess there's still a few that are trying and came very close. And, yeah, the first person the other night, or the Saturday afternoon, cranked it right in on a bank shot. One of the few females I've ever seen do it. So our halftime report, WCDO, sponsored by Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-H-E-A-T. Well, we're starting to get a pattern in the coming to Bainbridge Guilford for the last three games. Very close, very back and forth. Four lead changes, one, two, three, four, five ties. The last tie was at 16-all, and then Unadilla Valley took off. Now, the last two games, the BG boys and then the BG girls took off and left Sydney in the dust. This time it's Unadilla Valley doing the trying to do the same to BG, but unlike the other two Sydney performances, BG at least had a few things to say before the end of the half, namely a basket by Caitlin Vandermark, and right before the half, Morgan Bullis. So the score is 29-21. UV putting on 21 second quarter points. So they are led in scoring by Jordan Anderson, who's got 12 points. She has certainly been the leader of the offense, but it's all come in the second quarter, and some of it were breaks based on... well, there's one call that just seemed to mystify everybody, a collision between two players, both wearing number 20, and the referee called it on the one who got hit to the ground, Amber DeGroat, and that made everybody kind of shake their head, and then Jordan Anderson came down and scored. Now, the next thing that she took advantage of was one of her teammates missed a shot, it hit the rim, it went to the other side, and the shot clock buzzed. Everybody stopped except Jordan Anderson. She took advantage and made a 12-footer. So So she, again, 12 points, but she's also earned those points as she is a good shot. She made the first three-pointer of the game, so she leads the way with 12. Taylor Davis, who is assigned defensively to play Randy Conway, she has, she's got 2 points. Amanda Off has 6 points, including 2 for 3 from the line. Jen Elliott has a three-pointer off the bench for 3. Morgan Weidman with 4 points. And off the bench, Michaela Fowler has a nice give-and-go basket for 2 points. So all told, there are 10 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, and they are 3 for 5 from the free throw line. For Bainbridge Guilford, they have their leading scorer is Morgan Bullis with 5 points, but again, she is just 1 for 5 from the free throw line. 4 points for Shania Vandermark, and then after that, Abby Smith has 4 points, including 2 for 2 from the line. Then it's all twos. Randy Conway, 2 for 6 from the line. Alyssa Rivera, Amber DeGrow, and Caitlin Vandermark all with baskets. So all told, BG with 8 two-pointers, no three-pointers, and just 5 of 13 free throw shooting for those 21 points. All right, let's get right to the Mid-State Athletic Conference Wrestling Championships. Looks like they're cranking out some more shots here. It started out, nobody wanted to do it, and then one person did it, and then it just kept going and going. But hopefully that's a good fundraiser for the senior class this year. All right, the Mid-State Athletic Conference, right from the lowest weights, Oxford's Joe Nelson won at 99 pounds. Brandon Wheeler of Green in 106. The 110 winner, also from Green, was Ryan Castle. 120, it was Scott Stafford of Sydney, who won his 5th Mid-State Athletic Conference Wrestling Championship in his career. Let's hope from a local wrestling standpoint that his last year will go down as his best as he continues to try to get back to the state tournament. 126 was Michael Robinson of Harpersville. 132 was Justin Sirigliano for Bainbridge Guilford Afton. 138 was won by Unitico's Kevin Thayer, and his teammate Cody Nichols won at the next weight, 145. Congratulations to them for back-to-back wins. Dan Dickman of Green, who won the team championship, by the way, he won at 152. Said they got a second champion for the first time in many, many years, with Nicholas Jump winning at 160. Let's see, Joe Rosello won for Green at 170. Keegan Sirwinski, who was one of the leaders on their football team that did so well this year, for Green, he won at 182. The 195-pound championship went to Mark Viviano of Bainbridge Guilford Afton. 220s champion is Kyle Stanton of Green. And Billy Holden had a heck of a weekend. He was named the Daily Star Football Player of the Year. He was a first-team All-State in football this year, and he also won the MAC championship at 285 pounds. This weekend, though, is what they really call the do-or-die weekend for the wrestlers, because it's the sectional class tournaments, the Ds, the Cs, the Bs, the As, and the double As. And then that's where really defines you where you're going to wind up in the overall. So we're going to take our final break, 29-21, Unadilla Valley by 8, led by Jordan Anderson's 12 points. We'll be back for the second half. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey for the second half of tonight's ball game. Unadilla Valley and Bainbridge Guilford, the Mac girls, third place to the winner of this game, or at least to this point. It would take keep either Unadilla Valley keeps third place or BG moves into a tie for third place with Unadilla Valley. And we're just starting the second half. Unadilla Valley missed their first shot. BG with their normal starters, Morgan Bullis, except Amber DeGroat gets the start for the second half. Conway shooting from inside. Looked like she got hit, but no call. And anyway, Amanda off with a rebound, but touched the end line with her foot. So we will go Conway. Looks up for Abby Smith. Little eight-footer, missed it. Rebound, Bullis off the mark. They keep going for the ball. Bullis tries to save it, can't do it. Well, BG got a little more aggressive on the offensive glass, but still came up short on that, trailing by eight. They made a little bit of a run there for to stem the tide from the sweeping points made by UV. There's Jordan Anderson taking the shot that she made a couple of in the first half. Does not make it this time. Conway to the left side for Amber DeGroat. To the foul line. Bullish has a shot, missed it short, goes for her own rebound, dives in there, and there's a possession arrow. That should be Bainbridge Guilford's ball. First minute already in the books for BG and UV. Kind of nice when some letters are playing each other. Smith way out. To DeGroat, over to an open Abby Smith, short on the shot. She can chase her own rebound. Nope. It was touched. It was not touched. It was touched by UV, apparently. So it's Smith, Bullis, Conway, Abby Smith, and Amber DeGroat. Nice back door, and coming around is Conway. Kind of lost her perception there where she wanted to shoot it. And a foul is the result of that. Can't see who the foul is on unless it was just a turnover. All right, 6.5 to go, third quarter, 29-21. Still looking for the first points of the second half. Anderson, bounce pass in, looking for off inside, but kicked away. Let's see, Corinne Izzard is back in there. Taylor Davis, who's been in there, I think, the whole time. Amanda off, same with her. Morgan Weidman's been in there the whole way, so is Jordan Anderson. Anderson on the right wing, looked at taking that three-pointer, did not make it. And from the outside, shot missed by Davis. So up the right side comes Conway. She keeps going. A little runner. Missed it. Hit nothing. Good save by Alyssa Rivera, who's into the ballgame now. Number 15. DeGroat waiting for a pass. Well, it bounces to her. It wasn't a true pass. Rivera from beyond the foul line. Good, but inside the arc. So that's good for a two-pointer. Rivera with her second basket. 29-23, 5:35 to play, third quarter. Jump pass to Amanda off. She's double-teamed. Drives in anyway. Scoop to the hoop. Missed it. Ball is loose. Nobody from UV knows that until they turn around, and a foul ensues. Abby Smith, I believe. Well, gotta say, it's another break against BG because the rebound was there. It went off somebody's foot and just scooted toward half court. Three of Unadilla Valley's players had their backs to the ball. So Bullis with her second foul. It was not Abby Smith. Inside, off. Nice turnaround, but she missed it short. It was a good ball fake. On her spin move, Smith comes all the way up to the foul line. And now they grab her. Well, no, now they take her. Coming around, deflects off of Vandermark. into the hands of Rivera. She misses her shot short. Right up the floor for Anderson. A little handoff there to Weidman. Misses the 10-footer. Rebound Vandermark. Right back to Conway. It's a 5-on-4. Conway to Vandermark. Runs in. Makes the shot. Very unorthodox. And looks like Una de la Valle made a mental blunder by putting their foot on the line on the inbounds pass. So BG gets that ball right back, and they trail by 4. Into Vandermark. That's a classic play for at least 2 years for BG girls. Randy Conway to Shania Vandermark, who cut hard to the basket. She's got back-to-back hoops. It's 29-27. We are back to having a ball game. There's a steal by Conway. Will she get to the hoop? She does, but she's fouled in the act of shooting by Taylor Davis. And if you're just tuning in, Taylor Davis, the sophomore for UV, her sole defensive purpose is to shadow Randy Conway wherever she goes. So far, it's been working. And she gets the first foul. There will be a timeout on the floor, and we'll stay right here for that. 29-27. Want to once again congratulate the wrestling champions for Mid-State Athletic Conference this year. Thank you. When you work with a slanted desk, things are going to roll off. While we're at it, let's congratulate in the bowling. Sydney boys win the bowling this year over BG, 43.5 points to 39 points on the plus side. Green tied with BG for second. Then it's Hancock, Oxford, Walton, Deposit, and Afton for the girls. Sydney and Hancock finished with identical 42-14 records, but Hancock, by total pinfall, wins the tiebreaker there. Sydney finishing second. Green third, like they did the boys. Then it's BG, Deposit, Walton, Oxford, and Afton. Nice to see Oxford added to the lineup this year, and Deposit having bowling teams. Conway comes to the line with a chance to tie the score, makes her first. She was 2-for-6 in the first half. So second shot is up, and it's way off to the left. Ball is alive. Shania Vandermark with a recovery to Conway. Missed it. UV rebounds, and Anderson on the breakaway. Nice hesitation move to get around Conway. Puts the ball up. Almost comes in the basket. Hit hard, I think, by DeGroat, but I was impressed with the move to the basket. And for DeGroat, that is her third personal foul. So the score is 29-28. Una de la Valle still looking for their first points. And we have a shoe tie to take care of for Jordan Anderson, who leads all scores still with 12 points. She gets two at the line. Her first shot is good. And even 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shot is up, and it is good. By the way, Michaela Fowler is back into the ballgame for Una de la Valle, along with Davis, Anderson, Weidman, and Izzard. All right, Conway steps on the end line as she's trying to get around a double team. She almost got by there, but stepped on the line. By the way, this year or tonight, and it might be the first in my 20-plus years of covering high school basketball, two female officials. Nice shot by Corinne Izzard. She had not been heard from as she had early foul trouble. Her first shot, nothing but net. Abby Smith, a late travel call, but an accurate travel call nonetheless. I think it was kind of one of those obvious situations where the ref said, did I just see what I saw, and I better blow the whistle. She's smiling down there, the official, not the player. 33-28, short timeout asked for by Bob Conway. We'll take a 30-second break, 33-28 in favor of Una de la Valle. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Quick 4 points scored by Unadilla Valley. Michaela Fowler off the inbounds pass tries for a third set of points in a row. Comes up short. Rebound for Bainbridge Guilford. Amber DeGroat has the ball on the right wing for BG. Now it's Conway. Blocked on the shot by Izzard. Double dribble, though. Trying to get the ball to Jordan Anderson. There is a double dribble cited by the official. That'll turn it back over to BG. But what a block Izzard had on Randy Conway. And the official's trying to demonstrate why that was a double dribble. Didn't look very successful on the demonstration. 33-28, 3:12 to go. And it's Alyssa Rivera with the ball. Oh, she lost her dribble, lost her concentration. The ball taken right away by Taylor Davis. The layup is no good. Rebounded nicely. And Izzard's shot is missed. Anderson got the rebound. Fowler coming in from behind, plowing people over with no call, but it looks like she's going to be the beneficiary of a push. Michaela Fowler came in from behind, and at least one girl went tumbling to the ground. And yet it's Fowler at the line. And she makes the first free throw. Well, UV certainly helping themselves at the line. Fowler with an unconventional bank shot. They're 4-for-4 this quarter. 7-for-9 in the ball game, and they've opened up a 7-point lead. They had an 8-point lead at halftime. BG narrowed it to 1. Conway to Abby Smith, and they are throwing these looping passes that are very dangerous in a press. Conway down to Vandermark. Should have been in. It was not. Vandermark can't quite hold on, but taps it out. Conway with the ball. Off the double team to Smith. Right back to Conway. In the paint. No good, but she's fouled. That foul will be on Michaela Fowler, her second. Team's second of the half. Conway looking for a solution to this free throw shooting challenge. Misses the first one. No field goals for Randy Conway, but you just have the feeling she's going to bust out somewhere along the way, and she makes the second shot. She's got 4 points in 4 free throws, 10 attempts, 35-29. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Unadilla Valley, Jordan Anderson with a three-pointer, missed it. Rebounded by Morgan Bullis, freshman who played well tonight for BG. Pass, nice looping pass into Vandermark, but her turnaround misses off the rim. It's going to go off of UV, though, so a break for the Bobcats, who will inbound. We'll see if they run the usual play. Conway looking for Vandermark. Nope, it's going to go back up top for Rivera. Kicked away. Anderson with the recovery. Her left-handed shot missed, but she is hit body-wise by Alyssa Rivera. And I have her down for just one. 2:09, clock stops. So the 7-point run by BG has been negated. It's back to an 8-point lead, or a 6-point lead, rather. And with Anderson at the line, there's a good chance it will go back to 8. She's 3-for-4 so far. I'm sorry, make that 5-for-6 overall. She does make it 37-29. It is an 8-point lead. Conway loops a pass nicely done to Bullis into Vandermark, but she misses the shot. She did not go on the backboard. Coming in, oh, a big hammer job by Izzard. No other way to say that one. Conway takes a tumble and comes up ready to shoot 2 shots. That'll be the third on Izzard. Well, the last time she had a nice clean block with authority. This time she missed her target. Shot by Conway is good. Izzard comes out with her third foul. Jen Elliott, who was the super sub for UV in the first half, comes back in. Made a three-pointer in her first shot. Conway's second shot is good. Starting to find the mark now. 6 for 12 from the line for Randy Conway, playing her last senior, her last regular season game here at home. 37-31. UV by 6 and the ball. BG still in the zone. Jen Elliott across the court to Taylor Davis. She's open. She'll take it. It's around the rim, no good. Chased out of it's hit out of bounds by Rivera. She reached out to get the ball, and it went off her leg. A little timing issue there. 1:35 to go in the third quarter. It's been a longer quarter than most of the other ones. Elliott right back to Anderson. The spin, she's double-teamed. Gets out of trouble, though. Passes to Elliott, knocked away by Bullis. 1:28 on the game clock, 22 on the shot clock. BG's going to pack it in. They'll let them keep it on the perimeter. Anderson, nice crossover dribble, going up, misses short. Goes into the hands of Morgan Bullis, who's laying on the floor out of bounds. So, break again for the Storm. Inbounds. It's Taylor Davis driving in. Lost the ball for a second, got it back. And a steal by Conway. Let's see if anybody can catch her, whether she's got the layup. The layup is good for Conway, and she's got 8 points. 37-33. Bobcats catching a little more momentum. Anderson again leans in. Well, she didn't have this way about her in the first quarter, but the second and third quarter, she has pretty much been the leader of this team. I've been impressed with her court sense. Foul, by the way, on Morgan Bullis, and that's number 4 on Morgan. Shot is up, and it's around the rim and no good. .8 seconds to go. .37-33. Second shot is off the mark. Missed two in a row. That's not like her. Vandermark rebounds for BG. Alyssa Rivera to a high post for Caitlin Vandermark. Swings it out to Conway. Conway cross court to an open Rivera. Blocked though by Amanda Off. Good defense and the recovery by number 13, Amanda Off. On the fly comes Taylor Davis. Not there. Back to Anderson. Back to Davis for three. She'll take it. And it's off the mark. Rebound, Shania Vandermark. Randy Conway with the outlet pass. Smith. Now it's a 2-3 zone. They've left Conway alone. Cross-court pass to Rivera, shot. Well, the last time this happened, Offwood had the block and caught the ball when it came down. This time, the referee sees it differently. And the foul called on Amanda Off, and that is 3, which prompts Brandy Backus to bring Brittany Fairchild off the bench for the final 10 seconds, understandable. Rivera at the line, makes one, so BG starting to respond favorably from the free throw line. It's Rivera's first time at the line, and she made it. BG has made their last 4. 3 by Conway, 1 by Alyssa Rivera, 37-34, can cut it to 2 with 10 seconds to go, missed it. Rebound, Amber DeGro in the corner, good hustle. Smith into the down in the corner with 2 seconds to go. DeGroat missed it. The ball up for grabs. No good. Betsy Holden had come into the game, by the way, but she was all the way on the other side of the court. So 37-34. The Bobcats made a run. UV came back with a run. BG made a cut it again to a three-point deficit, 37-34. So it sets it up for what could be a very exciting Fourth quarter of action, UV by 3. Mack Girls Basketball Live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rental. Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back for the fourth quarter. Bainbridge Guilford trailing by 3, but they have the basketball and a slight bit of momentum on their side. They loft a pass into Shania Vandermark, who gets sent to the deck in a double team. That foul looks like it'll go on, I think I saw 32, who was Brittany Fairchild, and that's her first foul. She came in at the last minute for Amanda Off. Vandermark at the line is short. Well, Bobcats are 10 for 22 now from the foul line. And that's part of their undoing, is the under 50%. They're shooting 47% for the year. But, just as I say on the negative, Vandermark makes it a positive. She makes the second one, 37-35. She's got 9 points to lead the scoring for BG. Conway with 8. Jenna Elliott in there for UV, along with Taylor Davis. Jordan Anderson, and then the two big girls, Michaela Fowler and Brittany Fairchild. In the corner, Elliott hoists one up, missed it. Gets her own rebound, though. Nice hustle. Back out to Jordan Anderson. Boy, that could be a difference maker. Elliott in the corner, back out. 22 on the shot clock. Elliott again for 3, short. Vandermark catches the air ball. Off to Randy Conway. She had her first field goal moments before. Passed down underneath for Vandermark. Turn around, no good. Out of bounds, but no, check that, a foul. First. Well, they have decided, they meaning BG, has decided between Conway and Vandermark, Randy's just going to throw that ball from long distance down to Vandermark. She's spot on with her passes. And that was while Amanda Off was out of the ball game. She is back in there now, so that strategy may change. 37-35. That's the 16th foul on UV. So the next one that's not shooting will be a 1-1. 7:01 to play in the ballgame. 37-35. BG trailing. Inside it's Conway. Underneath the hoop. Hit the bottom of the rim on her shot. Nothing for Randy has fallen inside except for the breakaway layup off the steal. To the right side, driving in, Taylor Davis. Well, she drew a foul, but that wasn't her intent. Her intent was to dribble underneath the basket and come out on the left side. Foul will be on Randy Conway, her second. So the way I have it, Morgan Bullis with 4 fouls for BG, 3 for Amber DeGroat, 2 each for Smith and Conway. Off from the right baseline, missed it. Vandermark with the rebound. Off to Abby Smith as Randy Conway took a dive on the floor for some reason. Smith to the left side for Alyssa Rivera. Davis against, back to smothering Conway. Bad pass on the weak side, picked off by Izzard, and her layup is wild and out of control, but there's a reason for that. She got hit from behind. And that's going to be all for Morgan Bullis. She knew it. She walked right off. She knew it was her. So after the Dynamic Defense Award Saturday, Bullis fouls out of this game and shoots just one for five from the free throw line. So the substitution decision by Coach Bob Conway is to put the senior back out there, Amber DeGroat. She's out there with Shania Vandermark, Randy Conway, Alyssa Rivera, and Abby Smith. Izzard at the line, misses the first shot. UV came into this quarter shooting 9 for 13. PG came into this quarter shooting 10 for 21. 6:23 to go in the ballgame, 37-35. We've stalled at this score for a while. Second shot for Izzard. In and out, literally. Shania Vandermark with yet another rebound. She's got a pile of them so far. And she'll take and miss in and out on a shot. But inside, rebounded and missed by Smith. Now Smith with a second shot missed. Oh, BG could not. It's like there's a lid on the basket for those girls sometimes. 37-35, and the Storm want to grow the lead. Davis to the top of the key, Izzard around to Anderson. Going to drive in over Vandermark. The roll-up is no good. Rebound put up and in by Amanda Off. Off with 8 points, 39-35. Conway almost hit by Davis there. Open is Rivera, now to Abby Smith. Over to DeGroat. Oh, she tried to move with the ball before she caught it. So there's a timeout asked for on the floor by Coach Bob Conway. It's a 30-second timeout, 39-35. We will be back with 5:29 to go in the fourth quarter. UV up by four. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back live for the final 529. I might have said 539 before. 529. 39-35 is the score. Bainbridge-Guilford trailing by four. They have not had a sense of the lead since the first half, that they were within 1 point in the third quarter. There's a shot blocked from behind by DeGroat, taken by Amanda Off, but blocked cleanly by DeGroat, recovered by Shania Vandermark, off to Randy Conway. Conway lost her dribble to Rivera, across the court to Smith, tried to pass inside to Vandermark, got the ball back, up and under with a left hand for sophomore Abby Smith, only her second basket of the ball game, but she's got 6 points and a biggie there, 39-37. The Bobcat crowd sensing some excitement. Jordan Anderson, meanwhile, taking everybody to the hoop, missed it. Amanda Off with her height and position, gets the rebound and cleans it up, 41-37. Cross-court pass from Conway to Smith. Smith, primarily a lefty. Rivera, elbow jumper, short. Going to be saved by Vandermark, or tried to be saved by Vandermark. Went over the line before she touched the basketball. So 4-point lead, but nothing's ever for sure in this game. Off through a double team, up and in. No, it came back out again. You talk about a lid on the basket. Oh, my gosh, that was in for two and then out for zero. Oh, my gosh. DeGroat on the right wing, coming around is Vandermark. She shoots and she misses. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, missed that one too. Rivera, a second time, no good. Coming away from the pack is Jordan Anderson. Legs churning, left side, the stop, the pop off the backboard, no good. Vandermark rebounds and then saves it to Conway. Good hustle by the senior tandem there. 3:41 to play. My goodness. Oh, mental blunder by Conway off her leg. An easy steal for Davis, and her layup is good, and she's fouled. Conway was looking to see the offense, how it was going to play out. She did not keep track of the basketball, and it went off her knee right into the hands of Taylor Davis, and Davis took advantage. Only her second basket of the ballgame. And the shot is no good. Off rebounds, puts it up, missed it, and it's out of bounds. Touch last by somebody for BG who blocked the shot. Must have been Shania Vandermark. Don't forget, we'll have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award and the Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award coming up at the conclusion of this ball game. And it could go either way, folks. 43-37, Unadilla Valley by 6. Caitlin Vandermark comes in for Amber DeGroat. They changed defensive assignments when that happened. Anderson, short pass in to Davis, I think. Somebody in there. Stolen away by Shania Vandermark. Again, passes reverse way to Conway. I've seen her do that for 3 years now. Cross-court pass off the layup by Caitlin Vandermark. No good. Shania Vandermark picks up her sister's miss and puts it in. Oh, my goodness. 43-39. Anderson playing the point guard, going through a double team. Wraparound pass to Davis for three. No. Rebound, Vandermark again. How many has she had on that weak side? 43-39 with 2:45 to play. Every possession for BG, very important. Give and go to Conway. In the paint, up and good. Conway with 10 points. And a timeout asked for by Coach Brandy Backus. It looks like a short 30 seconds. So 43-41, Bobcats catching fire, but they still trail by two. It's a long timeout. Correction made, 2:33 to go. BG trailing by two. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Both teams are in the bonus situation now. BG with 8 fouls, UV with 6 fouls. Unadilla Valley leads by 2, 43-41, 2.5 to play. Jordan Anderson, who leads all scorers with 16 points, but she's been held scoreless in the fourth quarter and without a field goal in the entire second half. Amanda Off had the ball down low, and the defense forced her to go even lower to the floor, and that's a possession arrow in favor of Unadilla Valley. So that plays into it as well as far as the end-of-game scenario. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Anderson way up top for Izzard. Now to Off underneath to Davis. Shot is never taken. 4 on the shot clock, and they'll reset as BG recovers the basketball. Abby Smith to Randy Conway. And again, Taylor Davis been shadowing her the entire game. Cross-court pass to Caitlin Vandermark. Foul line jumper is in and out. Rebound, Shania Vandermark, but she might get called. Yes, and she will be called for an over-the-top. Now, she's a very aggressive rebounder, but that time she violated. She went up and over another player. So Amber DeGroat's going to come in for Caitlin Vandermark. 1:50 to play. That's only the first on Shania Vandermark. So at the line and missing is number 20, Morgan Weidman. Two players in double figures for the Storm. Anderson, 16, and Amanda Off with 10. BG has Shania Vandermark with 11 and Randy Conway with 10. DeGroat, top of the key. They're going to leave her alone. Abby Smith, well, she's alone too. Back outside for DeGroat. 10 on the shot clock. Smith with a 12-footer. Missed that rebound, Vandermark, and this time she draws the foul. And that's going to go on Morgan Weidman of Unadilla Valley. And at the line will be Shania Vandermark, who was 1-for-2 in this game and leads BG scores with 11 points. This is a 1-and-1. That's good. Well, whether it's 1-and-1, I'm not sure. Nobody made a move, but she made it, so it's a moot point. 43-42, this could be the sixth tie of the game if she makes this here. And she does! We're tied at 43. First time tie since 16. UV has led the entire way since that 16-all tie. Jordan Anderson guarded by Amber DeGroat. Back pass to Izzard. Off, down low, picked off by Vandermark. Vandermark going to go against Amanda. Oh, she's going to beat her the ball into the basket. Vandermark, incredible play. 15 points for her. Come alive with 7 in the fourth quarter. Three-point shot up and no good. A follow-up missed, and there's a foul underneath. The Storm suddenly down by 2. Foul on Shania Vandermark. That's her second. And now that's a double bonus. So that helps the Unadilla Valley situation, as we now have 5 lead changes officially in the book. Amanda Off will shoot 2. This is her third time at the line. She's 2-for-3. First shot off the back of the rim, up and down through. That's the first free throw made for Unadilla Valley in 5 tries in the fourth quarter. Before that, they were 9-for-13. They went through a 5-shot miss cycle, and she makes both. Heck that. She went over the line, so a violation. And suddenly the BG student and others here on the BG side, very happy about that, showing their spirit. 45-44, but it's still a one-point game. Conway guarded by Davis, and Bob Conway asked for time to talk this one over. 41.3 seconds to go. We are far from out of the woods. A full timeout at that. BG by 1, 41.3 to go. You're listening to Live Trottown High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, here are the numbers. 41.3 seconds left. 21 seconds left on the BG shot clock as they took the timeout. BG has 10 fouls, so everything shot for UV except a good basket is a two-shotter. There's 1-and-1 to be had for BG because there's only 7 fouls shot counted for by Unadilla Valley. There's Conway driving away on the left side. No good. Vandermark high off the glass. No good. Rebounded. And here comes UV. Just Jordan Anderson. She took an extra step but missed the shot. And now the shot clock turned off, and Conway dribbling the basketball is going to be fouled by Jordan Anderson, who picks up, I think, only her first. So she's the perfect one to do it. 17.6 seconds to go. BG not in the clear at this point. Remember, Randy Conway, 6 of 12 from the foul line. And this is only a 1-1. And another timeout asked for by up by Bob Conway, of all people. I would think Randy Backus would get the timeout. So, you know what, let's stay here because we've taken a lot of breaks in the last couple of minutes. All right, so 17.6 seconds to go. BG 45, Unadilla Valley 44. Storm led most of the second, all of the third, and most of the fourth quarter, but BG has taken the lead, bolstered by the work of Shania Vandermark. And now, with just 17.6 seconds to go, there will be foul shots taken by Randy Conway, who is 6 for 12 from the line. She has made her last three, however. Now, tomorrow night, it's a game that might be just as exciting as this, with just as much at stake, because the 6-2 Sydney Warriors will be hosting the Oxford Blackhawks. Oxford right now holding on to second place because of the back-to-back losses by Sydney. So that game will be at 7:15. Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 7 o'clock. UV and BG will be playing at this very place. And they've got things at stake as well. Both teams there are fighting for that elusive fourth spot. Sydney with two back-to-back losses. Oxford with just one loss, and that being the Unitigo in overtime, I think. So that should be a dandy tomorrow night, as Harry Graves would say. And, in fact, Harry Graves is down here keeping score for the Unadilla Valley ladies tonight. Didn't get a chance to say hi to him, though. All right, 17.6 seconds to go. It is a 1-1, not a two-shotter. Conway at the line is up, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Jordan Anderson. She's the one they want with the ball in her hands. She goes around the screen, still guarded by Conway, though. Conway guarding her one for one. And driving in and shooting as Davis misses short. It's going to be Conway with a rebound, and they will follow her with 2.3 seconds to go. And now BG can feel a little bit better. A little bit better. Their only lead of the second half. And it's it wound up being 2 points, but now it's 1 point. We were tied at 43. So Conway at the line, and BG is going to keep everybody back. Another 1-1 situation. Conway will make this one in the last possible 1-1 situation for UV to put BG in. So we'll see how the decision is for Unadilla Valley, what they can do with 2.3 seconds to go. The shot is up and made. 2-0 for Conway. 2.3 seconds to go. And Anderson with a long pass up ahead, stolen by Rivera. Pass to DeGroat. The buzzer sounds, and BG came from behind to win this one, 47-44. Second half was nothing if not total excitement in terms of the defense played by both teams, and then the opportunistic offense. And when BG needed free throws the most, they delivered between Conway and Vandermark, two seniors playing here in their last regular season home game of their high school careers. Well, we are going to have quite the time recapping this one, and hope that you stick around for that, because not only are we going to recap that, we're also going to name our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award and Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's all coming up in the post-game show. And once again, 47-44 is the final score. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Almost done with a stat. Gosh darn it. I thought I had a chance to do it, but when the game comes down to the final seconds, you don't want to total anything up in case, and especially doing this in 10. I'm a little bit a little dumb for doing that, I guess, huh? But it turned out for Bainbridge Guilford to be a great senior night after all. It looked bleak for a while, but the final score, 47-44. And our postgame show on WCDL brought to you by Meng Insurance, serving the life, health, home, and car and auto insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. They proudly support local sports on WCDL. By MBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, and proud to support the area's high school athletes. MBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Well, there's for Utah De La Valle, who went off to an 8-point lead a couple of times, including halftime and toward the end of the third quarter. They have to be basically stunned for how the comeback went with Bainbridge Guilford, and there's no one to put the blame on. It's just the opportunities for Bainbridge Guilford. And remember, both teams had chances down underneath with shots that I thought were in, and both sides had shots that went out after they looked like they were in. It was almost equal opportunity there as far as the balance goes between the shots that looked like they were going to fall. And unfortunately, in the fourth quarter, late in the game, there was also a foul line violation of a shot that went in, and crossing the line negated that, and that prevented UV from tying the game with Bainbridge Guilford, and the Bobcats wound up utilizing that and coming down and scoring a basket and then scoring two free throws and clinching that, as I said, 47-44. What's very interesting about the second half for Utah De La Valle is they scored 4 field goals the entire second half. They had 10 in the first half, 1 in the third quarter, and 3 in the fourth quarter. They were 9-for-13 from the foul line through three quarters. Pretty dependable. In fact, in the third quarter, they were 6-for-8. Fourth quarter, counting the violation as a miss, 1-for-6 for a 10-for-19 overall night. Bainbridge Guilford had 5-for-13 in the first half. They were 10-for-21 after a third quarter. The fourth quarter, they shot 7 free throws and made 5. So, again, it's just when you look at numbers, sheer numbers, it's an interesting analysis, I guess, is the best way to put that. So, let's see. Did I get every of the baskets? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, goodness. You want to talk to me, huh? I know. Bob Conway is one excited basketball coach, and I'm trying to recap as we go, thinking, wow, Bob hasn't come up and talked to me in years, so you know what's going to make anything different tonight? Okay, all right, we've obviously got some time, so let me get out my trusty handheld mic here. As we do that, first of all, Utah De La Valle with 16 points for Jordan Anderson, none in the fourth quarter. That was the key. 11 points for Amanda Off, 4 for Taylor Davis, 2 for Corinne Izzard, and 4 for Michaela Fowler. They were 14 two-pointers. They made the only three-pointers of the ball game at 44 points total, 10 for 19, as I said, from the foul line. And here I am trying to unravel the cord.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes, and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Wrapped it up really tight after the other night. Let's continue on with the Bobcats. 15 points for Shania Vandermark, 3 for 4 from the line, all in the fourth quarter. 12 points for Randy Conway, who was shadowed very nicely, very effectively by Taylor Davis for much of the game. Abby Smith with 6 points. 5 points for Morgan Bullis, all in the first half. She fouled out eventually. Just 1 for 5 for her from the line. Alyssa Rivera with 2 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line for 5. And Caitlin Vandermark with 1 basket and 2 points there. I'm not even going to worry about the totals because I can't do it in my head and think about Mr. Conway up here. Don't want to leave him hanging. But, Bob, first of all, senior night, so my first question, does he start all seniors as a tribute to them? No, you went with the 5 that you wanted to have on the floor. You did get Amber DeGroat in there quite a bit, and she was pretty effective for you tonight.
This was a big game for us.
Obviously,
if we lose, we're out of the playoff picture.
Right.
So it was a big game. And senior night, you never know how the kids are going to be affected with it. So I said, I'm starting my 5. We got to play hard. You know, we can't mess around. And therefore, but Amber's been coming on. I think Amber's done a really nice job for us this year.
Well, she started she was a starter earlier in the season.
No, I never did start her.
I thought you started her against Harpersville. I have her down as
well. Yes, you're right, because I had one of my freshmen in trouble.
Okay.
You're right. Okay. So I did. But for the most part, Amber's been coming off the bench, but getting more and more time because she's making better choices, and she's able to score a little bit for us, even though tonight she didn't call it, but it was off the backboard.
Yeah, right.
So, but she's done a nice job for us.
And looking at, I mean, seeing what they gave you, I mean, Taylor Davis was the perfect choice to shadow. I kept using the word shadow, Randy, and she basically did. She must have been frustrating on her part, but she found, I think found, Randy found late in the game that if she lofted it up to Shania, good things are probably going to happen.
With the Davis girl, you know, we really came into the game. She just had 24 the other night against Green, and the kids knew we had to be responsible for Taylor Davis, Amanda Off, and
Jordan Anderson.
Also Jordan Anderson. You know, we needed to know where those people were, and they still got some points. But for the most part, I thought we did a pretty good job. The first half, Shania did not play well. I know. I was just told she ended up with 25 rebounds, but she had 0 offensive boards in the first half.
Okay.
And that's why I didn't start her, because I wanted to get a message across. And she came in and she started playing. We have to have our 2 senior starters play.
Yep.
They got to come to play or we're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, but they turned it up in the second half. I thought Randy did a good job getting to the backboard, making some free throws. I know she missed the first one and one. That was after my timeout, but I really wanted to make them understand what they needed to do defensively either way.
Okay.
We're ahead.
And it is rare for you to be in the situation where you're the person at the, you're the team with a girl at the line and you're the one calling timeout. You would have thought Brandy would have picked up and gone now.
Well, I wasn't sure if she would, and I wanted to make sure, being that I have a couple freshmen out there.
Yep.
I wanted to make sure everybody understood their responsibilities, and that's why I took the timeout. I normally wouldn't do that, but I still had a senior at the line. I felt comfortable with it. I know she missed it, so I'll take that. But, you know, I really wanted them to understand defensively what they wanted to do.
Okay. And, I mean, there were 5 ties early in the game, a lot like the Sydney game where it was tie, 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 lead change, and then you guys took off. Well, this time it was UV that took off. And I don't know what you said to him at halftime, but I really think a couple of baskets you made right before halftime, which brought it to an 8-point deficit, might have been the springboard for your second half.
Well, the big shot by Morgan, if you remember that, right?
Yep.
2 seconds left or
that's
something,
right,
on the wing. Now, Morgan's a young athlete, a freshman, that has worked extremely hard at getting better at shooting the ball. Her form has come a long ways. I know she didn't shoot great from the line, but her form is getting 1,000% better. Morgan works really hard for us. She was open. We had a couple seconds. She shot the ball, and it went in. And I just think that's a confidence builder for her. I think mostly really getting Shania to come out in the second half and play hard was really the big factor overall.
So now with still a cluster in the middle of the league, of the division here, you're looking at tied with UV right now. You would win a head-to-head.
And Oxford. Finished.
Okay, Oxford, that's right. They were 5-3 coming into this.
Yep, unless they lost tonight. They,
right,
they played Sydney.
Right, so
okay.
I would give them the nod just on paper, thinking the way they would play. So
we have a three-way tie for third right now is what we have.
All right, so deciding that. I mean, you have two away games, so obviously this last home game was a big for you. I guess just getting into the four, just getting into the party is what you want.
Well, you got to remember, we started at 1-3 at the beginning of the year.
Six out of seven, you know,
what we were going to do and where we were going to go from there.
Right.
And again, those two seniors need to step up and play well, and the other kids will follow.
Right.
You know, it's that senior leadership that you need.
Right.
This puts us in a good spot because we're in control of our destiny. I know Unitigo probably has the roughest road, and they're in second place right now because they got to play UV, and they also got to play Walton.
Yeah, that's not a given.
Yeah, and those two games are going to be tough for them. So we could end up with possibly a four-way tie for second.
Okay.
It's a possibility that could happen. I know Greg Bonds is not going to like to hear this, but I told him it's a real possibility. We're going to see him again this year for about the third or fourth year in a row, three times.
And remember, Unadilla Valley played Harpersville basket for basket. I mean, 75-64 or 74-65.
Yes.
So they stayed right with them the entire game.
I was at that game. They really had a chance.
Okay.
UV had a chance to beat them.
So. All right, nothing's a given, but it's nice to have to be within distance of the top team in your league, who happens to be number one on the state right now.
Right.
So, well, congratulations. It's been a while since you have run up the steps like this, and it was quite a comeback tonight, no question about it. And I know you put the hometown fans happy, made them happy, and it was just an outstanding comeback. I wasn't sure if it was going to happen or not, because UV certainly had their fundamentals going. Made some good two-person plays. And
yep.
That Jordan Anderson just is everywhere. And Taylor did a nice shove on defense against Randy. So
yep.
So good game all around, and congratulations on the win.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. It cost me a phone line there, but other than that, it's okay. Yep, Bob Conway, coach of BG. It was always, back in the day, it was a given. He would come up and talk to me. So, I guess with the energy of the win, there's no doubt he was going to come up here again. I should have been ready, my bad. All right, MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. And as strange as it may sound, we're going to go with Randy Conway, because look what she did in the final quarter, four points, including the two clinching from the free throw line, where she was 8-for-15 complete on the night. But she did make 5 of her last 6. So clutch free throws, I think so. Shania Vandermark, as you just heard Bob Conway say, 25 rebounds. 25 rebounds. That's probably the high for the entire league this year. Shania Vandermark will win our Dynamic Defense Award, sponsored by Mang Insurance. So as you heard Bob Conway say, the girls' division right now is up for grabs. Harpersville's the leading contender right now, of course, undefeated. Unitigo number 2, but with Unadilla Valley, Oxford, BG, all and even Sydney in the mix, and Green, it could all happen. It could be some tiebreakers going on. We'll have to see. All right, so thank you to Joe Gardner back at the station. We've going to clean up our mess here and move on to Sydney for tomorrow night's game between the Oxford Blackhawks and the Sydney Warriors. Oxford at 7-1. And Sydney at 6-2. So this game primarily for second place if Sydney can pull off the win at home. And they also have Green to play, so their challenges are obvious. We will see what happens there. So tomorrow night, 7:15, is the anticipated tip-off time. Our Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 7 p.m. Once again, for Joe Gardner, I thank you. My name is Greg Davey, and the final score, Bainbridge-Guilford comes from behind, trailed the entire second and third quarters, came back to win 47-44, and a big win against the Unadilla Valley Storm, also putting up a heck of a fight. Both teams, a quality basketball game tonight, no question about it. Total respect here. All right, for WCDO Radio Sports, my name is Greg Davey. Have a great night.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.